Follow us to your song. Follow us to the hymn of one.
Wait, stop. This is Lonely Cast 15, episode 1 for February 4th, 2008. Go ahead. So welcome to Lonely Cast 15, everyone. I'm very excited about this. Why don't we introduce ourselves by saying your name, your forum username, and your favorite Lonely Girl video.
Hi, this is the Dramexican. That's my forum username, and my real name in real life is Christian Wagoner, and my favorite LG video is the one where they're making the movie. Just because of the reason where after they're done filming, you got that one scene where Sarah kind of gives him that look after she's done making out with him, which I thought was priceless.
Do you want to go, Katie?
Sure. I'm Katie. My forum username is 17 Broadway Chick. My YouTube username is One Hot Broadway Chick. And I don't have a favorite Lonely Girl video. I think I like them all. I can't decide.
Yeah, I was like picking your favorite child.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Lexi. My forum username is Quirkiness with 3 S's. And my favorite Lonely Girl 15 video would have to be it's called I Hate These People When Bree's Brainwashed. I just thought it was so suspenseful and freaky. And yeah.
Yeah. So, how about we just jump right into this, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
season finale.
Yeah.
Season Bloodlines.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
Well, I was like totally in suspense the entire time. It was so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was funny because I had been doing like a play-by-play video commentary that I'd been posting on it, and then I got yanked away to go to some sleepover that had been planned. Now, it was like a lock-in. It's one of my videos, and if you watch it, that'll all make sense. But I know that when I got back and I watched the finale, most 1, 2, and 3, you know, they were cool, but they weren't as exciting as the season 1 finale, and I think it's something everybody agrees with. But then when I watched that last one, just that one line where Dr. Hart says Gina and Bree, everybody saw that, our sisters, and I was just, and you can watch this in one of my videos, I am just totally in awe and in shock. I was like, she has a sister? No.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I was like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, this is a definite, I guess this was the satisfactory ending. Definitely a different tone than the last one. And
No one died in this one.
Yeah, and I'm
Virgil.
Happy. Yeah, Virgil.
Virgil. Oh, I forgot Virgil. I'm so sad now.
Come on. Who really cares about him? He's like in
five. Yeah, I liked Virgil. We didn't really get much about him, but I liked him.
He's decent enough, but, I mean, between Virgil and Bree, I think we'd all rather just say, okay, goodbye, Virgil, let's have Bree back, even though I'm convinced she's not coming back after, you know.
Yeah, I mean, when they did that whole Emma having magic powers thing, I was sort of like, this is sort of weird. I'm not sure I want Bree back. I mean, everyone would want Bree back, I would think. But, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
It's kind of a double-edged sword in that, like, if you have Bree back, it'll kind of... It'll be cool, but then it'll ruin the season one ending and everything that had gone on up till there. And then, well, for one thing, as we all know, Jessica Lee Rose, her contract has not been renewed. So, if anything, she would only be making a cameo, which would suck if it was just for like one episode.
Yeah.
And then gone again, you know. And
yeah,
I mean, that's my initial reaction, you know, about that.
Well, everybody saw how the superhero kind of idea went down. Everybody hated it.
So it was like so unrealistic, and everyone didn't really like that.
Well, but so if they brought Bree back,
I mean, it would ruin it because, well, here's the thing. You know, this is a show that, you know, it's clearly fiction, but at the same time, there is definitely a sense of plausibility in it all. You know, you're watching it. You can lose yourself in it, and you can almost convince yourself that what's going on is a real thing just because, you know, it's plausible. But to turn it into some, you know, to bring out this Deus Ex Machina is just going to make it really weird, you know?
Yeah.
It's very, just out of the blue, random.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked how they changed it though. You know, how they made it like not real, they took Jonas, where the Order perceived that this was something that Jonas believed and used that against them as a weapon, and then they made it. And I mean, it worked perfect. I think that they.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, it's now become a plot hole. Like, how did Emma exactly kill the Watcher?
I think a lot of people complain about the plot holes, but I look at the plot holes as kind of a strength almost to the series. And bear with me here, it's not because I guess what makes this series special is that, you know, it's presented in a vlog format, you know, a video blog. And what lends the reality to the show is that in blogs you're not always going to know everything about the person's life. And granted, this is something where it's very confessional style, but you're not going to see everything like you would in a typical TV show or a movie, because in this one, the characters are supposedly filming, you know, as much as they can, but are not always able to. So the plot holes just makes it seem as if, well, the cameras were off at that moment, so we don't really know. And that makes it more realistic.
So I was just recently watching the episode where Emma pushed the Watcher to the ground and he died, and it sort of looked like he just banged his head on the ground or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or maybe, or who knows, you know, there could have been a million different reasons. And
yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe he already had, like, head issues or something.
Yeah,
it could have been the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, he probably had high blood pressure or something, who knows.
Yeah.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Just like, a scary girl's running at me.
Yeah. It's, you know, all right, so... speculations, you know what. So now that we know that we have, you know, this massive plot hole, the Gina, and well, not plot hole, but cliffhanger, the Gina and the Bree relation. What do we think of that now? Right.
I think it's really exciting, like Bree and Gina being sisters. Who saw that one coming?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I mean, so let's regress.
Okay, I have a couple questions. What do you think was Tag's original plan before Daniel went in and got Gina and everything? What do you think they were going to do?
Save Emma? Kill everybody else?
Yeah, but like, you know how Jonas always has these plans to just run in and save the day, but he had Jenny and Sarah and Daniel there to kind of make a real plan, but instead he just went in and kind of screwed everything up anyway.
Well, I mean, that's Jonas for you. I mean, I love Jonas, but he's sort of, well, Jonas-y sometimes.
He gets lucky. I am surprised he is not dead yet from getting shot from.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be morose here, but I mean, he's kind of walking a thin line by doing the stuff he does. You know, not really thinking beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the comments, sometimes, like on some videos, he's wearing this blue beanie or whatever, and some people call it his crazy hat because he wears it whenever he does something crazy, and people call it his crazy hat. So yeah. I've taken that up too.
Well, I think he's getting smarter, though. Like, you saw him put the tracker device thing on Lucy's car.
Yeah.
Which
so
was
not complete psycho.
Yeah, but it was kind of in an obvious spot. Like, it's not just like Lucy will completely ignore it because it's a big black thing on the side of her car.
Well, it was, I think...
how can Lucy see with those big sunglasses on?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I mean, I think... Well, I think he might have, I'm not really sure, but he might have put it underneath the thing covering the wheel or something. I don't know. I guess it's one of those things that doesn't really matter. You know, one of those little details, kind of like how when they are, you know, holding the door with the chair, even though that only works with, you know, the handle doors, not the doorknob doors, in which case he could have just done the knob and open it, but.
Yeah.
But. I mean, that's just one of those things. That it's like, it's a continuity issue, but nobody really thinks twice about it.
Well, some people do.
Yeah, well, they're sticklers and they should get over themselves.
Okay, before we offend anybody, let's move on to the next question. Okay. How exactly did you think the Elder died?
Well, Dr. Hart said he poisoned Emma's blood with a serum, so I'm not sure how exactly that would kill someone. Well,
yeah.
Blood poisoning.
Yeah.
Well, you saw how long it took for Emma to come down with that sort of illness and almost be killed. Like, it took a couple of weeks, or a week, I don't know. But with the Elder, he just kind of fell down.
Yeah, he fell off the table. I didn't quite get that. He just sort of, like, they were pulling him off the table. Like, I didn't get that. Was that supposed to save him or something?
I think he might have, like, convulsed and fell off the table. I mean, I watched the video again, and I think he was convulsing and fell off. I watched it, and they didn't, and he had any straps or anything, so I'm guessing that's just what happened. If they had a better angle, maybe we'd know, but I guess not.
Yeah, it was kind of hard to see.
Just go with it.
I guess they must, like, Dr. Hart must have poisoned just the blood, not actually, like, Emma's blood, because that would probably kill her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well,
like, he put the serum in the blood in the pouches or something?
Well, I remember hearing that, like, Emma has to go, like, some, because she is impure or something, she has to go through a period of, like, you know, purifying herself or something, you know. So maybe she wasn't, like, purified yet, or, you know, maybe she had gotten the serum out of her blood enough so that she could have one more dose, so that she could be injected once again without dying, which would in turn, once transferred into the Elder's blood, would then kill him somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a scientist, so I don't really know. I'm just guessing here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, is Dr. Hart really dead?
If he was, I mean, how did he post the video? That's what I'm wondering. Like, because you heard the people coming, and did he, like, magically find a laptop or something? Or did Jonas and Daniel find the videotape? But if they found the videotape and had put it on the account, why was it signed with Dr. Hart?
Well, I mean, that's just one of those things everybody's just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
I'm guessing either Daniel or Jonas or somebody's going to explain it in the first episode.
So.
Yeah. I mean, you see, and I've been thinking about that one for a while now, and I'm just like, well, I guess that's just one of those unsolved mysteries until Jonas or Daniel decides to address it. But okay, so the question still stands, though. Do we or do we not think Dr. Hart is dead?
I think it's safe to say that he's dead. I think he posted the video from his cell phone, maybe, kind of like what Bree did when she was running away from.
Well, I mean, yeah, everybody said that too. But one thing that people, maybe he did. Maybe this is just another continuity issue. But one thing that people noticed about the cell phone theory is that it's very high quality video for a cell phone, mm-hmm. and granted, I used to live in Japan where they have these really high end cell phones, and even those cell phones, which have the best picture quality for cell phones, isn't that high. So maybe that's just a continuity issue or something along those lines. But who knows? Maybe we just have to go with it and say, well, yeah, it was a cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
Yeah. So just ride the wave, people.
Well, you know, I think I'd like to believe that he's alive, but I think he's dead. You know, he was in the whole hospital thing, and you heard people coming, and so it's probably not very good odds that.
Yeah.
Poor Dr. Hart.
Yeah.
Sucks for him. Yeah. Let's, you know. Maybe he's alive, maybe he's not. But.
Maybe he's a captive.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't seem very orderish. Yeah, he's a zombie.
Maybe he gets brainwashed.
Then he'll really be Dr. Heartless. Okay, yeah. Let's move on to the next question.
Okay.
Do you guys think that Gina had the same feelings for Dr. Hart, assuming that he really did love her?
Well, that's one of those things that's got me thinking. I don't know if it was, you know, maybe it's, I don't know if it's, and I'm guessing here, I think it's more like a fatherly affection type thing, but I don't know, these creators from LG15, you know, maybe they do some weird things sometime with the story. So maybe that's just one of the. I mean, come on. They had Daniel digging an older woman. Why can't they do that with Gina?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know. I think, it's probably. I think Dr. Hart probably did love Gina more than like a fatherly affection. But I'm not sure Gina felt the same way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a little torn on this just because, well, for one thing, he said soulmate. But on the other hand, he's old enough to be her dad, so. You know,
I think they have a really close friendship that maybe Dr. Hart mistakes for something else.
Yeah, like that a platonic. Yeah, I mean, if you. It could be like the way Daniel was with Bree. You know, he was like, "I love her," but Bree was like, "Oh no."
Yeah, nice
discussion. Of course, you know, with the whole Bree in this, and maybe she. Well, that's last season, so let's not get into that. So, you know, she's dead. She's gone. Whatever. Moving on with her.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think? What are your predictions or whatever?
Well, I'm not trying to make too many assumptions about the next season because I want to be surprised, but I do have one general sentiment in that whatever happens, you can pretty much be sure that the order is going to turn up the heat. If things were bad now, then Tag is in, you know, deep crap now because they've killed an elder, which, you know, is pretty bad. I mean, getting, and then combine that with taking Gina, and then the fact that now pretty much their doctor, one of their doctors, has betrayed them in favor of Tag. All that combined, I'm pretty sure the order is going to be on their tails even more closely now. They're going to be riding them really hard now, I think.
Yeah.
Which, I was reading one of these predictions for what are your hopes for season 3 on the plot discussion, and one of them was like, well, maybe it'll get back to the more humor-based, you know, format that we saw like in season 1, and I'm like, no.
No, I really
Yeah, that was
that.
More like early season 1, like when Bree was just doing her blog thing. It was, I mean, that was just more like a normal thing. And then the Hymn of One in Order came in, and then everything like sort of lost the humor. I mean, it didn't lose the humor, but it just, the humor sort of went away for a while. It took a vacation.
The humor came from Bree, because that was just Bree's personality, and the fact that she's gone. I mean, granted, now that we have Gina, who was the sister of Bree, might lend something to that theory. But at the same time, if you look at Taylor and Sarah, they're complete opposites. So we can only assume that Gina is not going to be like Bree, because. But at the same time, we probably could, because of the parallels between Daniel and Bree and the whole relationship, and then the theory that maybe Dr. Hart likes Gina, but Gina's probably going to act the same way. But, you know, like I said, Taylor and Sarah, complete opposites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we do have the humor from Emma. Like, she's really funny. I like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It must be a thing with these trait positive girls.
Yeah, they're all positive.
Maybe the elders want a sense of humor. Maybe that's why they're stealing the blood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that could be it. Yeah.
Well, I think they'll be doing a lot more hiding this season, considering the fact that they have now two trait positive girls, and they're still trying to defeat the Order. It's just going to be crazy.
And maybe Jonas, you know what? They need to hire some mercenaries to, you know, just go all out with the Order. Because, I mean, the way it's looking, unless you start getting aggressive and start just taking them out one by one, like Tachyon does or whatever, did in the first season, you know, they're going to be running for a really long time.
Yeah.
But of course, that would be out of the whole mood of Lonely Girl 15 if they did do that. So probably not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Jonas might do it, but
Jonas will do anything.
Yeah.
Jonas will do anything as long as it excludes the brain and includes the muscle.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love your character a lot, man, but use that muscle in your cranium. don't rush into the hospital after Bree, not Bree, but, you know, Emma.
Well, they did it for both of them.
Yeah. You know, he was probably like, no, what's going on? Where does Dr. Hart still have Emma? And then
he
breaks in and starts yelling and doesn't even listen to what they have to say.
Doesn't Good even job. Look at Emma, who's like shaking her head at him. Which is silly.
Yeah.
I love that part, by the way. The little smirk that he gave him before
she's like, don't do it.
She had a little badass moment there.
maybe her time in the woods wasn't wasted.
With
Claire, was like, I'm going to teach her how to fight the Order. You know, remember that?
Yeah.
She was the Order, but she maybe had to put on a show of making it look like she wasn't. Teach her. Smirk.
So I found this really interesting theory on the forums, and I talked to you, Christian, about it right before we started. The part 4 of Bloodlines was actually video number 413, which was the solution to the impossible puzzle, which was discussed in the memo forum and all that. So what do you guys think that would mean?
You know, that puzzle was a really hard one. And like I said, I kind of lost interest after about the millionth page that they had. But nonetheless, honestly, I couldn't really get anything out of it. So I don't really know what to say about that other than I don't know what it means. And why don't you guys tell me what you think it means?
Well, I think the impossible puzzle might have to do with the P Monkey email, which sounds kind of weird, but in the email, Bree said that it would explain everything. So we might actually be seeing the P Monkey email this season, I think.
I was wondering about that. Like, why didn't they mention that? Why didn't they show that to us? But if we don't, they better show it to us. I'm gonna be mad.
Yeah. I mean, they had it since Christmas. Come on.
Well, remember, he got rid of it, but then.
But then Virgil, he got it back.
Yeah, he got it back from Virgil. There's still some people who are like, well, maybe Virgil was is still with the Order, but, you know, that pretty much was dashed by him getting shot by another Watcher, so.
Yeah, yeah.
One plot hole that I thought was interesting was like, well, why did he start helping, you know, the trait positive girl? I mean, granted, we all can surmise that maybe that having Jonas protecting Emma was, you know, maybe making his job easier. But then in the last episode when he meets them at William Porter's house, I think that was his name. I don't always remember things like that. But, yeah, but when he meets them there, I think that kind of confirms that, you know, he had pretty much gone over to their side. And what I'm curious as to know is what prompted him, you know, to, you know, somebody as, you know, as we assumedly perceive as brainwashed as a Watcher switch over. You know, what would them cause them to do that? But it's probably one of those plot holes that isn't really going to get answered.
Too many plot holes.
Yeah.
Too many plot holes, so little time.
Yeah. There was this post on one of the forums. They made the Lonely Girl 15 amusement park. Did any of you see that?
No.
No, I didn't. What's that?
It was just like a fan thing that we were creating like ideas for the Lonely Girl 15 theme park. And one of them was the Tower of Plot Holes. When it gets to the top, someone says a plot hole and then it falls.
That's classic.
And someone made a picture to go along with it. It was great.
Wow.
Where is this at?
Somewhere on the forum. I forget exactly where. And it was a while ago, so.
It's probably going to be buried underneath a million other posts now, but.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done with talking about the season finale?
Yeah, I think so.
The season finale was good.
That's definite.
I can't wait to season three.
I know. It's like I'm having withdrawal symptoms. Like, oh my god, I need season three.
I've been handling my withdrawal pretty well by, you know, sitting in a corner, rocking back and forth. But
well, it's nice that the creators have like posted filler videos to
that sort of kept me from going insane.
Not too many people are happy with the whole jumper ARG though, because they kind of. We've had a few instances of selling out, but this is kind of taking it a step. And now I'm not saying selling out as in a bad way, because you got to make money somehow, right? Mm-hmm. But the fact that you're incorporating it so heavily into the storyline has got some people raising their eyebrows.
Well, it's not specifically part of the storyline. Like, I haven't watched any of the Taylor videos.
It's semi-integrated into the storyline. You know, kind of. It's there. That's the point. It has a presence in the story.
Yeah. I think it's necessary, though.
Yeah, I mean.
And we all knew it was going to happen one day or another.
Yeah. I mean whatever you say about. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you all go. Right.
Whatever you have to say about the jumper ARG, I will say this though: it's kind of cool to go if you were to go watch that jumper movie and be like, "This has something to do with LG15." Finally,
but at the same time, like they're not going to mention Jack or Taylor or anything.
They should.
Well, you never know; they might.
Maybe on the DVD they'll include the Jack ARG.
Maybe they'll make a cameo appearance.
Well, that would be awesome. I would go see that movie just for that then.
I mean, the trailer looks like it might be kind of a cool movie, but, you know, again, it's the whole Emma with the superpower things all over again, you know, with the I teleported thing, you know.
Yeah.
next season, but Emma will be able to teleport.
Well, yeah, maybe this whole Jack guy is, like, a trait positive guy, the first trait positive guy. Maybe teleporting is only, like, available to those who are trait positive. You never know.
Maybe. What would lend credence to that theory is if they had somebody teleport on screen, then maybe we'd have something to go on. But no, we don't.
Well, you never know the creators, you know?
Yeah. Maybe having somebody teleport on screen would just be too blunt. Who knows? Right.
So, you might have noticed if you've seen it on LG15 today, or if you've been to our blog, that the first post was signed Lexi and Angus. And Angus isn't on this podcast right today because he's still catching up. He just got addicted, like, I think a week ago.
Yeah,
every week we're going to have an Angus update to see when he can come back. And I told him he can come back either after he's watched the first season or all of them. So he might not be back for a while, seeing as he's only on episode 28, which is House Arrest.
Wow.
Yeah. House Arrest is when Bree went to the party with Daniel. She snuck out and her parents caught her. So there's your Angus update for this week.
I got addicted.
I am hungry for Angus Burger now.
I got addicted to Lonely Girl a couple months ago, and I had caught up within a couple weeks. And we were on, like, in the 300s then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I caught up in, season 2, and I've only been watching it for, like, 2 weeks now, but, you know, I just loved it so much, so I jumped right in. Has anybody noticed that when you talk to Angus on Skype, he sounds kind of like Yusuf?
Yusuf? Really? Yeah. Really? I should tell him that.
I thought
although he probably won't even know who Yusuf is, because...
All right, Daniel, then. We'll just call him
Yusuf. You sound like Daniel Angus. He'll like that.
Yeah. I was like, is Angus... Is that like a pseudonym for your real name?
Yeah. Everybody, we secretly have Yusuf on the show.
Oh my God.
Fob Life. What's that?
Yeah, he's trying to dissuade us from the truth by telling us he's only been watching it for about a week now or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? When are we going to have our next podcast, do you think? After the first week of season 1?
Season 3.
I think anytime's good for me.
Let's not make any promises on the podcast right now, though, because then people are going to hear it and be like checking it up like a week later, and people are going to be like, what? What's going on? Why isn't here yet?
Just nasty emails. Where's the podcast?
Yeah, we'll keep all the LG fans updated on LG15 today, and maybe I'll post some videos on my YouTube and as responses to on the LG site. So that way we won't kill people, and because people are going to want a podcast way more than the actual series. But
let's try to be a little bit humble here.
Well, I mean, we're going to say we're doing a podcast. It's awesome, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hell yes. Okay. So let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Somehow. Okay. So.
All right. Go ahead.
I'll get some saran wrap.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get
so
finally,
say some departing words. Dylan, turn it down.
Those are nice departing words.
how about I start at the beginning. I'll go ahead and start the departing words. So, all right. Just to get the ball rolling, right?
Okay.
So this has been a great podcast, and we got a lot to look forward to in season 3. And I am Christian, also known as the Dramexican, signing off, and I hope to hear from all you LG fans soon. Goodbye.
And I am Katie slash 17 Broadway Chick / One Hot Broadway Chick. And I love this podcast. I love Lonely Girl 15. I'm very excited for season 3. And this has been a great time.
I love Broadway shows.
Oh, me too. I'm going to New York this. I know, I'm so excited. But anyway, my name is Lexi, and you can also call me Quirkiness. Don't forget the extra S, though. And I'm so glad. Extra S. I'm so glad you guys agreed to help me on this, because it's so hard. But we finally got it working. My Skype kicked in at the last minute. And I'm just really excited for season 3 and podcasting.
So, last comment. Did you expect this thing to go up, or was it just a big stroke of luck that we answered to your plea?
Well, I was glad people were responded so fast. And after Lonely LG15 today posted, I was so happy to see other people wanting to host. Unfortunately, I had to turn them down since we had like 600 people.
So. Oh, wow. And I made the cut. I'm happy now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you guys were the first two people to email.
Really?
Me. I'm like,
really? Yeah. I thought like I would have been one of the like hundreds or something.
I mean, that is a big stroke of luck for me.
So, yeah, me too.
Yeah, so that's all I have to say. So, all right. I'm done. I'll stop. I'll shut up now. Goodbye, people. Going?
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
See you all next week.
Bye.
Or whatever.
Okay, I'm stopping now.
Okay, bye.
If you would like to send us some feedback about this show, your predictions for next season, or anything to do with Lonely Girl 15 and the Breeniverse, you can send us an email to lonelycast15@gmail.com. We'll try to read every single email that we receive over next week's show. Thanks!